Hey, welcome back to another episode of KSL Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over some nice cafecito. I'm Joel Carenas.
And I'm Yvette Cruz.
Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about something that I think we all feel it at once in a while, and it's something that we think, oh, past our childhood or past our adolescence, it ends, but it actually continues, and it's peer pressure. So I know we've all had peer pressure from maybe even since we were in kindergarten. We felt peer pressure. We probably felt it, obviously, at school, maybe with our families. If you have brothers or sisters, you probably felt it even if you're, you know, if you go to church, you feel it, obviously, especially during your teen years. I think that's really when you feel a lot of it, and we even see it a lot on media. We do see it as well as in adulthood, but we'll get to that in a second. But, you know, nowadays with social media, which wasn't around at least when I was a kid, obviously that still was not around. It feels like back in the day, at least, you can get away from that peer pressure when you got back home. So, yeah, let's say if you were one of the people that were unfortunately bullied or just felt that peer pressure, you'd go to school and you would feel it there. But then you'd come back home and depending on your situation, you might feel like, okay, then at least it's over. If you have brothers and sisters and maybe, you know, you're the younger brother or the younger sister, maybe you feel a little bit more. But nowadays with social media, now things have changed now in the sense of the peer pressure is everywhere. And now you're feeling it 24/7 because let's say something funny or somebody's unfortunately, you know, poking fun at you. At 3 o'clock, you don't stop hearing it. Now you're seeing it on social media. You're seeing it while you're eating dinner. You're seeing it while you're trying to do homework. You're seeing it on your bed as you're falling asleep. And it's terrible. And if I don't know about you, but like nowadays, I was doing a little bit of research about this, and I don't know, part of me felt really bad for this. I don't necessarily say not just this generation, because it's going to be every generation from now on that has, because we're always going to have social media, how the effects of social media peer pressure is. But before we get into the social media aspect of it, I wanted to ask you, when was one of the first times you remember a case of that you had some sort of peer pressure? And it could be something minute from like, you know, you were in first grade.
Yeah.
Or what were the circumstances, if you can't remember that, what were the circumstances as a kid that you remember that you felt the peer pressure the most?
So this is probably not going to be a good example because it's peer pressure that I ended up liking. Like peer pressure, what it is basically your peers pressuring you to do something. Maybe you don't want to do it and that's where the pressure is coming from. So I remember, this is the only thing I can remember. I'm sure it happened tons of times. You know, it happens to everyone, but this is the first thing that comes to mind. And it's like, for some reason, it's blocking everything else. I went to an amusement park with a friend of mine when I was like fourth or fifth grade, I think. We went with her family. She had several siblings, older siblings. And so she had like one younger sibling and like two or three older siblings. And we were at this amusement park. It's Lagoon in Utah, if you know it. And I would consider myself a thrill seeker now, but back then, like roller coasters, certain rides, like I would get on like things that were fast, but certain roller coasters would scare me. And so when we were there at the amusement park, they were like, let's get on this ride. And I was like, I don't know, I'm kind of scared. And so I was like, no, I don't want to. And they basically pressured me into getting on all the rides. And I had a blast. Like, I ended up loving it. Now I will definitely get on any ride. I'm so down, I think. But I just remember that was complete peer pressure. That was everybody around me saying, come on, get on. You can do it. Like, we were in the line. And I was like, the entire time we were in the line, I was like, I don't know. For the first ride, I don't know if I'm going to do this. I don't know. Like, I was definitely pressured to do this because I did not want to do this. So, you know, you have people around you, especially your peers, people that you want approval from, and they're telling you to do something, they're pressuring you, and you kind of give in. Like that's peer pressure at its finest. In this case the only case that I can remember, it turned out fine. I had a great time. And now because of that, because they pressured me into getting on all of these rides, I no longer fear as much those kind of rides. Like now I would definitely do it. I don't know what would have happened if they didn't peer pressure me, or if I just like stood up to peer pressure, because I think that's obviously everyone can identify peer pressure, but most people give in. Well, I don't want to say most people, a lot of people give in. You can probably think,
especially
of a time
when you're younger, it feels like it's almost easier to give in.
Yeah, well, yeah, because the alternative is not being accepted or being made fun of, or just
bullied.
Like it's just what we crave as humans. We crave, I think, approval, especially from our peers. And so that's why I think peer pressure just happens often. And so that's my case. I'll let you know if I think of another one where it would like probably didn't turn out as well. But yeah, so that's the first thing I can think of. I don't know if you have any similar experiences.
I don't have too many positive ones that I can think of off the top of my head. I was like, oh, yeah, they really helped me out.
Usually
my friends.
They're not positive.
No, they're not. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, that's good. At least you have that. Like for me, no, a lot of mine were just negative. And Some of them started with my brother, and not that he was necessarily the worst brother of all time, but he definitely bullied me. I mean, that's just the honest truth. But yeah, there are a lot of things that I didn't want to do that he would pressure me on. Since he's the older brother, I felt obligated to do it. And then even as I was, you know, 6 or 7 years old, my mom would always tell me, listen to what your brother says, because my mother was going through her issues with my father. And so it was a lot of times it was my brother being in charge, and my brother would, and sometimes it's just stupid stuff. It's not even stuff that's like remotely, like looking back at it, it's like, oh, like it was terrible. It's just little things like, you know, take that, you know, thing from mom's room and all this stuff and go do this, or, you know, tell mom no, or tell mom this or whatnot. And just kind of pushing me always to do that. And even if we were like with our cousins, the same thing, like I would be scared about, like, I used to be scared of running like in the dark and like to run back into like the backyard and do all that stuff, like when we moved out here to Utah. And my brother would be like, come on, like, you know, do it. And then my cousins, the same thing, go, and I would run and I would be scared all the time. I'm running, but I'm still doing that. But that's one of my earliest memories of in school, like thinking back, peer pressure. I mean, there was some peer pressure, but it wasn't as bad, at least in the early, like before middle school. Then after middle school, I think it changes up. But I think, I can't remember a case where I stood up and said, no, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Do you remember why, like, when you were feeling the pressure, what were you afraid of? Like, what was it that you were like, why did you end up doing it?
I ended up doing it, at least for me in my case, was because I was already kind of, I guess, an outsider to an extent with my cousins. I was a really quiet one. I was always the one that was kind of serious. I wouldn't really smile very much, which I guess extends to this day. But I think just for me, it's like that's one way of kind of winning them over and realize realizing that I'm not a weirdo and I'm not a weird little kid, even though I probably was. I wanted them to accept me and to realize that I am one of them. I'm not the weird kid. And so I would finally just give in, even though my instincts would say not to do it. I just felt always that pressure because I didn't want to. I guess by a young age, for me personally, I knew who I was. I knew that I wasn't a regular kid. I knew I was a little bit different. I knew just because of things that had happened when I was young had kind of forced me to just kind of be scared and be scared of a lot of people and the dark and all these things. Like, I was basically a scared kid, but I think I just didn't want to be that, and I didn't know how else to do it. Then again, when you're 7, 8, and 9, you don't know how to do that. I hope that makes sense.
Sort of. And then I want to say it doesn't necessarily, like you said earlier, it doesn't necessarily stop then. I mean, when we think of peer pressure, I think you think of like maybe the worst kind of the worst things that you've done, maybe. But it, like, I just feel like it extends into like everyday life. Like, I think you're pressured to do stuff every day, like little stuff, big stuff, good stuff, bad stuff. A lot of it comes from peer pressure. Have you ever been in a group where, like, you know, there's like one person that's like, no, I don't know. Like, they're just like against whatever it is. And then somehow everybody's like, do it. And then you hear someone say peer pressure. Like, everyone's very aware of what peer pressure is. Like, you know, when you're doing it, can you think of any times when you have been on that end, when you know you're pressured, or even like not even in the moment, but like after you realize, oh, I was on the other end of peer pressure. I'm peer pressuring.
Yeah. I mean, I think of a lot of times in college and like as you get older, but I could even think of one more recently where I felt like there was a little bit of peer pressure, but I didn't see it as bad. I felt like, you know what, let's try it. It was actually when we went as a company to Lagoon. Well, you mentioned when you mentioned about Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Lagoon,
I wasn't too sure. Well, I wasn't too sure about getting on. I forgot the name of the big one is called. I forgot what it's called. But the
one that goes like 90 degrees
yeah,
down.
Basically. Yeah. I forgot
that
what it's called.
That was cool.
Yeah. No, see it. But I was like, that 90 degree part kind of got to me. I'm like, I'll go on the other ones. But that one, I don't know. But then everybody was like, oh, okay, like, no, let's go. But and it wasn't never, nobody was picking on me, but I was like, you know what?
It was internal, right?
Yeah, it was like, you know what? Everybody else is doing it. We're probably going to be fine, probably. So I felt like, you know what? Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
I know if I would have stepped and said, like, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I even felt like that with one of the other rides. I didn't want to go on that one that, like, goes straight down. I forgot what it's called. It's like one of the rocket ones. Like,
oh, yeah. I remember.
I didn't want to go on the one that went straight down. Like, it felt like that was going to feel worse than the one that
goes up slowly? Because there's two, right? The one that goes up really quick and then drops down, but then there's the slow rise.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. The slow one that rise. Yeah, I did not want to do that one because that one felt like kind of like...
And you didn't do it.
Yeah, and I didn't. So, I was like, I'm not going to go on that one.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everybody like that kind of... that followed and we went to the other one. The other one was fun, but then I realized, you know what? This one's fun. And it did have a drop because once we shot up quickly, then it went back down and it had that drop. But then I felt, you know what? I'll do the other one next time. So... just little examples like that, but let me ask you this. Have you ever, I'm sure you've had moments when you said, you know what, to whether it's your friends or your family, you know what, I'm not going to do that. Did you feel like in that moment that you are ready to face the consequence or whatever that might be, whether it's you're going to get picked on or I might be seen as like boring or I'm just like a, you know, Debbie Downer, or I don't want to do this? Because it feels like a lot of it happens in social situations, that peer pressure where it's like, let's go to the other club, or let's go do this, or hey, let's go drive here, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think. This is what I'm saying. Like, I know, of course, I've been peer pressured to do things. I just can't think of any right now. But yeah, I think I'm just trying to think of a specific example. I don't know if I can think of it, but I can think of like some that.
Or have you seen your friends in a situation like that? I'm sure you have.
Probably, yeah, but I just can't think of any. I guess in the sense of like, to answer your question, it's either one, it's either the fear is greater than being like the fear of whatever is going to happen, whether when we do this thing, whatever it is greater than the fear of not fitting in for the moment or of not having that approval. I think that's when you, like, for example, if you had been like, let's say with this ride, like if you had been like so scared that you were like, no, I don't care that they don't accept me. Like, I'm more scared of this than them, you know, making fun of me for a day. I think in those cases, yes, when the fear of that is greater than the fear, like this fear of just like of rejection or of like not having approval or not being cool for the moment, that's when I think it would kick in and I'd be like, no, I'm accepting the consequences. It's fine because I'm more scared of this. And I think also, I think now as an adult, because I think the other thing is like more, well, I guess it could be more, at least in my situation, I think it could be more of like being a kid. Now that I'm an adult, I think it's either I've, like the consequences don't matter. Like, because I think we're thinking of peer pressure as like, and it is like a big, big thing, but sometimes just in like little things, like we're all going to get this, like all of us are going to order this thing. And I'm just like, no, I don't want that thing. I don't care. Like I wasn't pressured into getting that thing. Like I'm totally like just kind of babbling on an example right now. But it's just, it's like kind of just like not caring. Not caring. So the in a sense saying there are no consequences. I don't want to do that. And that's fine. And I think that also depends on your peers. Like if you know, yeah, we're all pressuring you for the moment. But once you decide, no, we're fine with it. Then it's kind of just like, no, there's actually like the peer pressure kind of ends when you don't care what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'm still trying to figure this out.
No. And I think for a lot of us, I think especially as adults, we begin to care obviously less about even what our closest peers at times think about, because we realize, hey, if they trust me or if I trust them, then they'll accept for whatever decision I make, whether it's like I want to do this or not. Some of the examples that I had checked out, especially for adult peer pressure, is work. Work is a big one. Work is arguably the biggest one where we fear the peer pressure. And a lot of it is falling in line with our colleagues when it comes to a decision made by the company, et cetera, or even what you said, like I did see an example said like you guys order the same food for dinner, or yeah, we're going to order pizza. We're going to order this for, you know, for here. And then everybody else just kind of falls in line. Sometimes it's big decisions. I was reading, it's just like, all right, there's a vote for the company for this. And so-and-so tells you, oh yeah, we're all going to vote for this person because, you know, he's laid back or she's laid back. She's the cool manager. So we want her to be whatever, get the promotion. And so, and so we feel it. And a lot of times from what I was reading from the study, it was saying that we at times, especially if we are at a job, I'm trying to remember, if we're at a job for more than 6 months, we tend to open up more to our fellow employees.
After the 6 months?
After the 6 months. Yeah, and so if you've been there for a year, then you're going to open up more like, oh yeah, I voted for so-and-so to be our new manager. And vent. I know we've had that episode about venting. And we vent more. And that's where a lot of times...
Yeah, you feel more comfortable.
Yeah. And so I was reading the study and it said that it's very rare that somebody will actually try this, like intentionally stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to do this unless they're trying to make some sort of statement. But then that consequence of knowing their isolation is imminent for the most part.
Well, and I think also is isolation imminent? Like, I think that's where the fear of being rejected comes from. If you don't do what everyone's saying, like, are you really going to be isolated? And are you really going to be just ousted as the member of whatever community you're trying to be a part of in that moment? And I think that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the times, I think it's internal, where we do something and we're like, oh, it's peer pressure. But like, is it? Don't you like? Like, I think unless people are really like telling you to do something or like asking you, and it's like more than one. Well, not the more than one part. But unless they're really telling you, I think a lot of it is in our head. Like when we're thinking, oh, like, well, if I don't do this, will they accept me? Like, no, they didn't say that. Like, you're just kind of, I'm trying to think of an example again. But I just think sometimes you're just like, oh, hey, we're all going to vote for this person. Cool. Like, cool. I'm not. But that's different than like, hey, we're all going to vote for this person and you need to too, because we're all going to vote for this person.
Right.
That's when it turns into more pressure. So I think that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes it can be like in our head or internal, but on the other side, maybe sometimes we're doing it to other people without knowing we're doing it to other people. So yeah, maybe internal. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense, because another one of the studies mentions that we as adults, or we as humans, get accustomed to hearing the last word of like, you should do this too, but in adulthood that goes away. You're saying was right, in the sense of like, you should do this too, that goes away for the most part in adulthood. And then we, in our minds, because we're programmed, that must mean that I should do this as well. So that's why, like, if you hear your colleagues or hear, you know, your friends say, you know, oh, we're gonna do this, that, they may not say you should do it too.
Yeah.
But in your mind, and maybe not your, but for most people, I should say, most people's minds, they're already automatically programmed, that must mean that I should do it too, even though they did not say it. They just put it out there. Hey, we're all going to vote for Johnny to be the new president. And that's it. They just say that.
Yeah.
But in your mind, you're thinking, they're just saying that they're going to vote for Johnny. So I should vote for Johnny.
That's what they're telling me.
That's what they're telling
me. But okay, that makes sense. But on the other side, if you were to tell somebody, hey, we're all voting for Johnny, are you somehow, like, are you telling them because you want them to vote for Johnny too? Or are you just telling them?
Right.
Like, how do you see it on the other end?
You're just telling me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But some people don't see it like that. Some people see it as like, especially, and this could be the case, not with everybody, but for those that might feel insecure, whether it's with their friends or insecure with their job, mm-hmm. or just still wanting to fit in,
yeah,
they see that more pressure, where maybe some of us who feel a little bit more, I don't want to just say confident, but just feel more
secure,
maybe more secure about our position in wherever the situation, whether it's a friend situation or just the colleague situation at work. We feel more secure, then we're more open to that. But that's not everybody. You know, not everybody fits in at work. That's just the honest truth. There's some people who are just still trying to find their way to fit in. And there's some people, unfortunately, who never fit in. And usually they just leave for whatever reason.
Right.
And so we desire that.
Yeah. Well, and I think you made a good point. I think also it's when you are still trying to find your place in a group, because once you've found your place, you can't really get, I mean, you can get kicked out of that place, but not over like not ordering what everybody else ordered. You know, once you're secure in your position, I feel like with my friend group now, I've probably been pressured to do things, nothing that I regret in a sense like that, but I also am secure enough with that group. I feel like they're not going to forget me because I didn't want to order the same thing. They're not going to say, well, you can't sit with us anymore. Like, yeah. They're not, I don't,
it's not
I don't,
mean girls, is it?
Exactly. No. So, well, yeah, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, in that sense, I think because I'm secure in my place with, you know, these groups. But I think, yeah, it depends, because when you're a kid, I guess you're still finding your place in the world. And I think, yeah, a lot of it probably does carry over into adulthood. But it's also, I guess, in a sense, like, maybe it's not even the secure, like, you're secure in your place. Maybe you're just like still, you know that people's opinions of you may, you know, you're always trying to make sure people have good opinions of you. Like, what you want is to be accepted 100% every day, all day, you know, and not mess with that status quo. So yeah, so maybe even then, like, we're not worried about losing our place. We're worried about the changing opinions that could happen. I don't know.
Yeah, no. And you know, we talked a little bit about this, but there is another, especially with adult peer pressure, there is the unspoken peer pressure, mm-hmm. where it's mainly us, like ourselves, just seeing other people do something and then feeling that we need to follow suit. So the example that I saw in a lot of studies is, if you have it, I'm pretty sure you can relate to this. If you have a lot of friends who have gotten married, mm-hmm. or have gotten kids or have bought homes or something, something major, then even though with them without saying anything, they don't need to say anything, but you feel that pressure. It's like, oh, well, all my friends are getting married. I know I felt it. I know we've talked about it as far as like off, mm-hmm. you know, off the record, we've talked about like kind of for me in my mid 30s. Now I see a lot of my friends are getting married. A lot of friends have kids. I think about it sometimes. I'm like, oh, maybe I should work on that. But nobody's telling me, like my friends aren't mm-hmm. telling me, hey, you should go get married or hey, you should go do this or you should buy a home. Like, but it does kind of begins to creep up, at least the home part for me personally. Like I have thought recently and I am beginning to look, but part of it is also because, oh, you know what? I'm getting older. Some of my other friends are also have bought homes. Maybe I should. And that one affects a lot as far as us and adults. Have you seen a little bit of that as you've gotten older?
Yes and no. I mean, I've seen things like that, but I don't feel like my friends telling me like you should get married. Like that's not what I in my case isn't. Same with the home. Like I feel like that's kind of in my head where it's like I'm putting pressure on myself to fit in maybe, but not enough to just like not enough. It's just like pressure that I think about in the moment. Nothing that I'm going to act on just because I feel pressure. Right. So in that sense, I think and the reason for that, I think, is because that's to me, those are really big things. And I don't think I want to say that I don't think that I can be pressured easily into doing big things because I overthink everything. I'm a thinker. This is just me. So I'm not going to. Correct. Yeah, I'm not going to move across the country because I feel pressure. That's to me, that's a big decision. I may order, you know, the app that someone told me to order because we're all getting different apps or whatever. I may do like little things like that just because it's like, eh, it's like minor peer pressure. But to me, the big stuff, I don't think I'm like really thinking about this and making sure I'm not saying anything wrong. But I just don't think that I can be pressured. And I also don't think that my peers would pressure me into doing something that big, like intentionally, I guess. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. I see that. I don't think it's the exact same. But I think it depends on the person. And I think it depends on their circumstances and it depends on their peers and the pressure, the I guess, unspoken pressure that they're also putting out. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I wanted to also talk about, we talked about it a little bit in the intro when it comes to social media and how that can affect it. And there was a study a few years ago in England. There was a study done and they tested teens because for the most part, we all use apps, but right now they wanted to focus more on how teens were using the apps and see if they can be influenced mm-hmm. And they can be pressured into liking something. And so what they did is they submitted some, they had 32 teens submit some personal photos, and then they were placed on an MRI machine, and then they viewed an Instagram-like app. And so they were just watching this, and then while they were looking at these photos, they could see at the bottom the likes that they had, that those certain photos, and they varied like from how many they liked. And so then during that time, scientists analyzed, and they saw that the activity in the center of the brain. So the center of the brain is usually what gives us the green light of approval for things.
Yeah.
When we see something, it just goes straight, that we like, it goes straight to the center. So according to this research, it said that this study that suggests that over time, like even photos that weren't necessarily, you might consider very popular or whatnot, the more that they liked, the more they liked it. So if they saw a photo that had 79 likes, and then they saw one that just had 19, they would then be asked, hey, so which one of the photos that you like the most? Ooh, well, I like this one, or I like the 79 one, and I like this one.
Right.
And they switched it. They wouldn't always keep the same photo. They would do some that were higher than the
based
other.
Based on what their peers were telling them.
Yeah, and so
this is the NPR study, right? On NPR?
This was on a different website.
Oh, okay. I think I saw something similar on NPR.
Yeah, but it's interesting to think that how just those things like that, and then it talks more, this study talks more about how Instagram is a big influencer, obviously in everything, but a big influencer and even peer pressure, because if we see, you know, Juanita likes this and so-and-so likes this and all of our friends like this, then I should probably like it too, right? Because everybody else likes it. Oh, I saw, or my coworkers liked this photo. Maybe I'll just give it a tap as well.
Yeah.
And so even though it's not necessarily peer pressure that we're being forced to do something necessarily bad,
right,
but we are falling into that, oh,
yeah,
well,
we're like convincing ourselves that we should do something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. What, like, have you ever even noticed? I haven't really noticed that. But now thinking about it, I'm like, well, if I do see like three of my friends like a photo from another friend, then I'm probably going to like it as well. Because I hate to admit it, but yeah, like I want to feel like, yeah, like I'm supportive as well.
Like, okay. I was going to say like, no, I don't get it. But then like when you said that last part, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I see that. But, and I get that. That makes sense. I think it just depends on the group or the person or anything, because That totally makes sense. But I think with Instagram, it's like, well, is who, like, let's say you didn't like that photo. Is whoever's photo is, are they going to look through all their likes and then make notice that, or like, are the other
only
people
extremely
after,
petty people,
right? Like, yeah, okay. Because after, like, even like, let's say I like the photo and then you didn't, am I going to go look at the photo and be like, who didn't like this photo? You know, like, I'm not going to say, like, I'm not. And then if I, let's say I did notice for some reason, I'm not going to think that you are not supportive of it, but the way you put it makes so much sense, I guess. Now I can see why people say that.
And maybe teens fall a little bit more.
You know
what?
Yeah, I was going to say, because there was this documentary on, I saw it on Netflix. It's called Social Animals, I think. Ooh. And it's about kids and their, teens. It like focused on 3 or 4 teens and their Instagram usage. And like one was like a photographer, like who did like, who was like a risk taker or whatever. He would like get up on, like he, I think he lived in New York and he would get up on like some crazy places to get some really cool photos. He was one. Another girl was like an influencer. Someone else, I don't remember. And then there was a girl who was just like, you know, a regular teen. Like I thought she was the most normal. So they like, it was a really interesting documentary because it just like went into them and like talked about like, and they would just tell you like how Instagram works and how it doesn't. And how they use it and like their followers and the pictures that they take and why and all that stuff. And I remember specifically there's this one girl, the normal girl, who I thought was a normal girl. She had said if her picture didn't get enough likes, she would take it down. Like she wouldn't leave it up if it did. Like, yeah, I thought that was crazy. And I guess I've heard of that, but I don't. It's just kind of, yeah, like obviously you, I guess you notice when a picture gets more likes, you know, if it's like an extreme amount or if it's just like more than the average, you'll notice, sure, because if you have your notifications turned on, just because it's something that I just think naturally you'll be like, whoa, these are a lot of notifications, or like, what? You'll notice in a sense. Yeah. You may not care as much, but you would notice. But for you to notice and then act a complete opposite because it wasn't enough or something, I just thought that was crazy. And she just, yeah, she said like, if a picture doesn't get enough likes, I'll take it down, just because, you know, you don't want to have a picture up. Like, because I don't know, like, I don't know if she just assumed that other people, like, or maybe that's pressure. Maybe that's pressure. Maybe other people do the same thing and she feels like she has to do that. Or the pressure is not having enough likes. So you, like, I don't know, but it was just
like, what
crazy.
We're like competing with each other almost, it feels like, in that sense. So like, because
yeah,
she,
I mean, if
she might feel
boat.
Like she's feeling competition against somebody, you know, maybe somebody famous or somebody. Well, I need to have 100
with,
likes.
Right.
Because I've heard that before. Like if a picture doesn't have 100 or
see,
a photo doesn't have 100 likes,
that's
you should take
kind
it down.
Of insane. Maybe I'm from a different, I don't want to sound old saying this. I was going to say, maybe I'm from a different generation. I don't know.
Old
but
soul.
I, yeah, I definitely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But no. But I, like I said, I'll notice on like, cause I love Instagram. I'll notice I know what's going to get more likes than something else. I based off of my own experience, I know, but I'm not going to take it down. I don't feel that pressure, I guess, but maybe other people do. I think especially I'm just a regular girl, but like I'm thinking maybe influencers, people with like, especially people who are, you know, have millions or thousands of hundreds of thousands of followers and have deals with certain companies. And yeah, maybe you feel the pressure then, you know, if you have like if a competitor is making, oh, that's another social or peer pressure thing is like, you know, especially in our industry, like competitors, you feel the pressure then sort of from your peers, sort of from your competitors. I don't know. But yeah, like I just thought that thing about the Instagram likes was crazy. And I guess that's that peer pressure. It's like you knowing that, or like you not feeling approval because it didn't hit a certain number,
right?
Or
and
yeah,
whoever
maybe
uses
they are
Facebook
going through.
Still, I'm sure they feel that as well. Like the Facebook people or Twitter, you know, whoever's liking the tweets and you know, I've only heard of one case where somebody did call somebody else out on like, hey, you didn't like my. I think I mentioned it to you once, like offhand, like you didn't like my photo or whatever. And this is like the response, like just didn't see it.
Yeah,
like it happens. Like
right.
Don't see
calm
every
down.
Like don't see everything. Yeah. But also
you shouldn't have to explain why you didn't like it. Like
right, and I don't know. To me, and I don't want to sound like the old person as well, but like part of me feels a little bad because especially for those kids who are maybe a little bit more. When you're younger, you know, some are maybe a little bit more naive than others. They might feel that influence, and if you're 12 or 13 and you see that, you know, your photo didn't get likes, then you feel that peer pressure of like, well, then I got to do something else to be accepted, to be who I am, because that I am who I am is still not in you yet because you're still young.
Well, even as an adult, sometimes it's still not in you.
Yeah.
But that makes me wonder if, like, with peer pressure, is it internal? Like, do you really just, is it what you're telling yourself that you won't be accepted if such and such, or is that true?
That's a good question. I think it is, going back to what you had said earlier about the other subject, it really is case by case. I think a lot of it is, it influences, like everything else, how you grew up. I think it's also where you are in your life, but also, and I think you've hinted at, is who your friends are. Yeah. Like who your friends are, and if they, you know, if they value you, then even so-and-so's post isn't really going to matter to you, because you know you have that crew, you have that, you know, those friends or those family that are there for you. But like, there are a good amount of people, there's people who are, you know, more alone, who are more, they're trying to discover themselves. Right. And part of discovering yourself, before you can be part of a group, I think you have to discover yourself and then join that group. Or at least a group can help you grow and to become that person that you want to be. But it's such a confusing time that it takes years. But, you know, thinking about it now, like, it's tougher now than ever. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person that says blame social media for everything, because we could, I guess, blame social media for everything.
Or it just
makes it. Oh yeah, or thank it. It makes it a little bit tougher if you want it to be tougher.
Well, and I will say that I think peer pressure gets a really bad rap, because I think a lot of the times it is negative, but I think it can also be a positive thing in some senses. Like, if you have, let's say you're the kid who's always getting in trouble, or who is always just kind of doesn't care, whatever. Like, let's say you're around that kid and you find someone who's a good, like, who's the opposite of you, and that person pressures you to be better or to be good, to turn in your homework, to not skip school, whatever. That's peer pressure too. It's just flipped around, or not even flipped around. It's peer pressure. So you can also pressure people into doing good things, and then I think social media also can pressure you into, like, let's say being healthier, mm-hmm. Or your friends, you're around, because they're all talking about it, and maybe you like don't want to do it, but then, you know, so maybe it's good or bad, but I think it's also, it gets a really bad rap. And I think that you can also pressure your peers into doing good things, into becoming better people. And I think that gets forgotten a lot. All right, well, that was our episode for today. Thank you for joining us. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you leave a review. Tell us how we're doing. Also, you can follow us on social media. On Twitter, we're at KSL Cafecito. On Facebook, we're KSL Cafecito. On Twitter, I'm at Evie Cruz.
And I'm at Joel Cardenas.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.